Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. As the population ages, the number of people with chronic conditions is ever increasing. Angela Coulter from the Nuffield Department of Population Health at the University of Oxford in the UK and her colleagues are looking at ways to help such patients have more say in their own healthcare. She describes the findings from their March 2015 Cochrane review in this evidence pod.
People with chronic long-term conditions can play an important part in managing their own health. They must take their medicines properly, monitor their symptoms, maintain healthy lifestyles, and cope with the practical and emotional effects of their condition. They must also know when and how to seek medical advice or community support. Sometimes these tasks can be quite complicated, requiring confidence and skill. We wanted to find out if outcomes improve when these patients are encouraged to set their own goals and determine their own care and support plans. And the good news is that it does seem to make a difference. Personalised care planning aims to ensure that individuals' values and concerns shape how long-term conditions are managed. Instead of focusing on a standard set of disease management processes determined by health professionals, patients and clinicians are encouraged to participate in a shared decision-making process. Together, they discuss goals and priorities, agree realistic objectives, solve specific problems, and identify sources of support. We found 19 randomized trials that had addressed this issue, involving nearly 11,000 participants with conditions such as diabetes, mental health problems, heart failure, kidney disease, and asthma. In general, the evidence revealed that patients who were actively involved in goal setting and action planning had better physical health outcomes, less depression, and improved confidence and skills for self-management. However, the trials were of mixed quality and the effects they demonstrated were fairly modest. The process seems to work best when it includes preparation, record sharing, care coordination, follow-up, and review, when support from health professionals is more intensive, and when it is integrated into routine care. Many gaps in our knowledge remain, though, and we very much hope this review will stimulate more and better studies of this important issue.
To find the current version of Angela's review, simply go to cochranelibrary.com and type in a search for personalised care planning. That's also the way to find future updates of the review as those new and better studies become available.